Today is the auspicious day of Uttara Ekadasi. It is also Bhishma Panchaka, and it is also the disappearance day of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And it is the beginning of the special period at the end of Kartik, during which whatever spiritual practices one performs, one gets the credit as if he or she had performed the practices for the whole month of Kartik. So it's a special facility for us to make the best of our Kartik Vrat. Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was an intimate associate and student of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he was the spiritual master of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was the spiritual master of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji was a grihastha earlier in his life, but later he became a great renunciate, and ultimately he spent time in Vrindavan, but ultimately he made his residence in Srimayapur Dham. We often hear about his pastimes on his disappearance day, but today I thought I would speak in a little different way about his pranam mantra and what we can learn from it. Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambo Jayate Namaha. I offer my obeisances unto Gaura Kishore Das Babaji. Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye, he is the personification of renunciation. Vipralamba Rasambode, he is always merged in the ocean of the mellows of separation from Krishna. Padambo Jayate Namaha, I offer my obeisances unto his lotus feet. It has been said that bhakti begins with, real bhakti begins with feelings of separation. We feel separation from something when we have attachment for it. And in the mood of separation, we feel detached from everything else. So these two features, Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye, that he was the personification of renunciation, and Vipralamba Rasambode, he was always merged in the ocean of the mellows of separation from Krishna, go together. I can give a small example on a more human level. About a year ago, I spent 2 weeks on the island of St. Lucia in the Caribbean, and my intention before I went there was to spend the time, you know, with the Holy Name, to use the time to deepen my relationship with the Holy Name. And I had quite a nice schedule. I would chant at least 32 rounds a day, and on a codice 64. And I would read about the Holy Name. At the time, I was reading a book called The Art of Chanting Hare Krishna. And then in the evening, before I took rest, I would read Shruti Kirti Prabhu's Memories of Srila Prabhupada, called What is the Difficulty? So it was a very wonderful time. For the first few days, it was very easy. You know, chanting 32 rounds was very easy. But after the 64 rounds on a codice, I felt inspired to write. And then thereafter, every day I would write until lunchtime. So to fit in 32 rounds became, you know, quite an effort. I had to really manage my time very carefully, just had to be very careful not to spend too much time on other things. Anyway, the day I was scheduled to leave, a hurricane hit the island and they closed down the airport. The electricity was out. The telephones were down. But anyway, eventually the time came to leave. And I was feeling a lot of separation. Of course, the family they were like perfect hosts and very affectionate and Prabhupada conscious. But more than just leaving them, it was like leaving that association with the Holy Name that I had for the 2 weeks. And as we were driving to the airport, I was feeling that separation. I think it began with that, but it sort of, you know, ultimately became separation from Krishna. Anyway, separation. And in that mood of separation, I took shelter of the Holy Name. The Holy Name is Krishna, and the Holy Name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, includes not only Krishna, but all of his associates. And on the way to the airport, I just had no interest in the island of St. Lucia. I mean, I would chant in the car, but that tendency was there to like look and see the island, the terrain, and so on. But in that mood of separation, just, there's just no interest at all in the island. And in the mood of separation, I was able to really take shelter of the holy name and hear the holy name. So these two go together, you know, feeling separation. It really, as we know, by becoming attached to Krishna, one becomes detached from Maya. By becoming attached to self-realized souls, one becomes detached from mundane relationships or the mundane features of relationships. But becoming attached to Krishna or self-realized souls means there's going to be some feelings of separation. Because in Krishna consciousness there's always meeting and separation. And this song that we just sang is all about separation. Even on the most mundane level, there's a phenomenon called Smashan Vairagya. That's the renunciation experienced at the crematorium. Once in Bombay, the richest, most prominent Hindu family at the time was the Hinduja family. And somehow the only son of the senior brother died, you know, in a very tragic way in Mauritius. Some people thought it was suicide. Some people thought it was murder. Some people thought it was an accident, but he caught fire in a hotel room in Mauritius, where he had run off to. So, anyway, they ultimately left his body, and there was a cremation held for him in Santa Cruz. And, I mean, just tremendous grief. I mean, such a tragedy. I can hardly imagine such a tragedy. And one of their friends, also very wealthy, prominent Sindhi businessman in Bombay, he came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, seeing this, where it all ends, you know, you really wonder what's the use of it all. What's the use of all this endeavor we make to accumulate money? What's the use of, you know, it'd be better to take to spiritual life. So that sentiment arises. Smashan Vairagya. But it doesn't usually last. People feel it at the crematorium, but then after a while they forget and they go back to business as usual. And to some extent, it can happen with devotees. I remember when, especially after His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami suddenly left, so many devotees were saying, you know, that we can't take the association of the other devotees for granted, can't take the association of senior devotees for granted, and can really, you know, go out of a way to get their association while they're here. And so many things, so many devotees said, oh, I wanted to tell him something, you know, before he left, but I never got around to it. Now he's gone. And then they vow, like, I'm not gonna do that again. You know, if I want to express some affection or appreciation for a devotee, I'm not just gonna postpone and think I'll do it later, because we don't know we'll be able to do it later. Or even if there's been some difficulty with the person, be better to work it out while the person is still present, because might not have a chance later, at least not in the same way. But then we forget. Like, Yamaraj asks Yudhisthira, what is the most wonderful thing? What is the most amazing thing? And Yudhisthira Maharaj replied, the most amazing thing is that every day people are dying around us. All of our forefathers have died. All of our descendants will die. Everyday people are dying, but we think we won't die. We act as if we won't die. I mentioned this, but I'll mention it again, that tune of Badahari Prabhu, that Sarvatma Prabhu sang. That was a favorite of a devotee named Madhava from Mauritius. And Madhava sang that tune at New Vrindavan at like a 24-hour kirtan. And he could sing the same melody for an hour or two with his eyes closed, never even opened his eyes. So once Bibi Govinda Swami asked Madhava that you're just sitting there with your eyes closed singing for hours, you know, what are you thinking while you're singing? And he replied that when he's singing, he's thinking that each name that he's singing, it could be the last time he sings it. So that really puts things in a different perspective. That's also a type of separation. In one type of separation, you're actually separated. In another type of separation, you apprehend the fact that you can be separated. And there, just like someone is terminally ill, the person's there, the person hasn't left, but you're feeling separation. You're treasuring each, you know, every moment that you have with the person that Krishna is allowing you to have with the person. So, Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was absorbed in intense feelings of separation. He would hardly eat. That's also like if you're even on the mundane plane, like if you're emotionally upset, you don't want to eat. So, you know, in separation from Krishna, he hardly ate. He also didn't want to waste time just dealing with the mechanics of the body. Just eat whatever was there. And if nothing else was there, he'd put a little mud from the banks of the Ganges in his stomach. And as happens when someone's very renounced, you know, very advanced in Krishna consciousness, people learn of him, they want to come to him, get blessings, ashirvad. So it happened with Gaurakishore Das Babaji. People would come to him for material blessings. And he didn't want to be bothered with these materialistic people, so he set up his bhajan kutir near a latrine. And I mean, the Indian latrines, I mean, with all due respect, but they're not very pleasant places. I mean, it would definitely discourage people from coming to see him. But he was very happy to do his bhajan there because he didn't want materialistic people to come and bother him. Once a man came to him who had recently gotten married. He sort of came to get blessings for his newly entered married life. And Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj replies, "Very good that you have gotten married. But you should see your wife as a servant of Krishna. And you should see yourself as her servant, servant of the servant of Krishna, not as your property, someone who's meant to serve you, but you should see her as Krishna's property and someone whom you're meant to serve." Of course, it should be mutual, but so another important feature of separation, viparlamba, is humility, dainya. In that mood of separation, one feels that one is separated from one's beloved because one is too fallen. Dainya. And an extreme form of dainya is that one, in prema, is that one feels that one has no love. One feels that if I actually did have any love for Krishna, I wouldn't be alive now. I wouldn't be able to maintain my life and my body. The fact that I am alive shows I have no love for Krishna. I'm not sincere at all, because if I was really sincere, I couldn't bear to live without Krishna. Or the other feature of dainya is, I'm not qualified, I'm too lowly, I'm too fallen, therefore Krishna's not calling me. And so Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was extraordinarily humble. So he left the instruction that when he leaves his body should be dragged through the streets of Navadvip. He wanted his body to be sanctified by the dust of the feet of the devotees of the Dham. So, when it did happen that he left his body, that we're observing as disappearance state. So some very low class people, they were preparing to drag his body through the streets, and the news came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was his only disciple. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to the site and said, you cannot do this. It's a great Mahabhagavata, pure devotee. You know, his body should be carried in great reverence and placed in samadhi. So they were, there's a lot of politics in spiritual circles, and so they were thinking if they had possession of the body, they could establish his samadhi, and then they would become more prominent. They would get the proceeds from all the pilgrims that came, and so they didn't want to hand over the body to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And they were saying, you know, he's very junior, you know, he's like a child compared to them. And he replied, but I'm his disciple. Gorji Shardas Babaji refused to accept any disciples, and the one exception was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. I'm his only disciple, so I have the right to take charge of the body. And they were, putting forward their arguments. And then he said something like, because he was very strict celibate, so he said, there are different versions, but in effect he said, anyone who has not had sex or illicit sex for the last 6 months, you come forward to claim the body. No one came forward. Is that anyone who hasn't had in the last 1 month come forward? No one came forward. Anyone who hasn't had in the last 1 week come forward? No one came forward. Finally, it came down to 3 days or even 1 day, and no one came forward. So he took the body and did a proper ceremony. He placed the body in samadhi. On the far side of the Ganges from Mayapur. But then later the course of the Ganges claimed a change and the body was threatened, so he brought the body to the our side, Mayapur side. And now there's a beautiful samadhi for him at the Chaitanya Math, established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In that mutt there's a replica of Radhakund and Shyamakund, and also a little Govardhan hill made of Govardhan Shila. So he's there by the banks of Radhakund. So he was almost illiterate, but his because of his deep devotion, all the truths of, you know, Yasyadeva. In fact, it said that he's like the living proof. Yasyadeva parabhaktir yata deva tita guru. That one who has implicit faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and similar faith in the spiritual master, to him all the truths of the Vedas are revealed. So Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji was, you know, like the example. Although he was almost illiterate, he could hardly read or write, but all the truths of the Vedas revealed to him, and even, you know, the most learned scholars of Navadvipa would come to him with their questions, and he would answer them. And, you know, he would deliver very profound discourses on Srimad Bhagavatam. He wouldn't read. Devotees would read and he would comment. So, he had so much in his heart, has so much in his heart, and we have so little. We could just get a drop, even a particle of a drop of his love for Krishna, his faith in Guru and Krishna, his genuine renunciation, his mood of separation, his attachment for the holy names, his attachment for Srimad Bhagavatam, his attachment for the holy Dham. It will be a great boon for us. So we do pray to him on this auspicious occasion, and I'm sure that he will respond to our prayers and give us his mercy. Hare Krishna.